Cannibals. Saturday morning with BBC Radio Kent, 9 minutes past seven. Thank you for joining us. Well, it's been 2 years. Doesn't seem it, but it is 2 years since the Calais Jungle refugee camp closed. But is this at the French border? At its height, the camp was home to around 10,000 people and at least 1,000 unaccompanied children. Back in 2016, thousands of migrants were moved away from the jungle after the French authorities cleared the camp. But many refugees still live by the border, hoping one day to make the journey to the UK. Let's speak with Phil Curtin, who's co-director of Seeking Sanctuary and joins us. Morning, Phil.
Good morning, John.
How do you see the situation on the French border currently?
Yes, I go over there most months, and there are still quite a large number of people over there. In fact, the number's increasing. It's always been, for those people who have been involved with Calais much longer than I have, they've said that's what always happens, that if someone removes all the people from sight and then they gradually reappear. There's probably about, I'm told by the French people I was talking to a couple of weeks ago, there are about 600 to 800 in Calais itself, which has been a fairly stable number for over the last 6 months or more. Whereas in Dunkirk, which had a similar number near Grand Synthe, sort of part of the Dunkirk area, not so far from the ferry terminal, there were a similar number, but during last month, that number shot up to about 1,800. For no reasons no one's quite certain of, but there they all are. And in Dunkirk area, there are proportionately more women and children than around in Calais.
So what are the French authorities doing in order to look after those people, and particularly the children?
Well, as November begins, there's a major freeze law that comes into force across the whole of France, and local authorities have to have shelters available to move people into. And so that will take account of the worst of the winter weather, but it's got to be really very bad. We've several times recently got buses up to the people near Dunkirk and taken them away to accommodation centres elsewhere in France, but usually almost all of them reappear over the course of the next following week. During October, even more people arrived. It's not just the old people coming back. It's a new stream that has arrived there. Presumably, they've shifted from Paris or somewhere like that, or maybe the other smaller ports along the Channel coasts where there are typically 10 or 20 or 50 people, depending which port you choose, who are hanging around waiting for an opportunity to get over to Britain.
What is the draw for these people trying to get into the UK, Phil?
It's mainly starts off with a push, obviously, rather than a draw. The reason they prefer the UK, the people who've been round and questioned them, is that either they've got family or friends here, and they'd A, like to join them, and B, they've heard it's quite a pleasant place to be, which is very nice to know that that word gets around, or that they've been sold the idea by traffickers who got them out of their original places of residence from across the Mediterranean and said, the UK is the place to get to. And of course, in most places, people know a bit of English from pop songs and popular culture and film and so forth, and from following the football teams. So they probably feel a greater affinity with Britain than, for example, France or Germany, and certainly not with the really impoverished places like Greece and Italy that have to put up with their first arrival. It's a European-wide problem that people haven't got a grip on, and we're just getting a small tip of the iceberg here.
So why are the people in northern France having to deal with this rather than the countries or the borders these people have passed through?
This, as I say, seems to be a failure at the European level. The European Commission has tried several times to propose plans for sharing people out, but they've never been agreed by the nations concerned. And, of course, the other situation in France is that it's a rather strange border in that the British customs and passport controls are actually in the French ports rather than in places like Dover, which is a rather good job for the case of Dover, because there's no room for having vast numbers of lorries parked in the bit of land at the bottom of the cliffs there, compared with Calais, where there's a big flat area.
Do you see this will change after Brexit?
Yeah, unless somebody gets it sorted out properly. It's the agreement is a legal treaty separate to the European Union treaty called the Le Troque Agreement, but a lot of the people residing in the north of France think that Britain has pulled a fast one and sent all its problems over to France for them to deal with, which is why we do contribute, the British government does contribute money towards the security measures that are in place.
And what does Seeking Sanctuary contribute to this?
We try to spread the word among people that there are still hundreds, well, in fact, thousands of people over there who are in dire need of clothes and shoes and education and support and first aid and things like that, in the hope that some of them do respond, which indeed they do, and have collect goods and money and take them over there. The best place to go and work is the kitchen that produces about 1,500 meals a day, hot meals, for less than €1 each, and distributes them. They have a great time in there. They have to wear all the proper chef uniforms and health and safety equipment and play loud music all the time.
Why do they play loud music?
It seems to be one of those things that people in kitchens do.
All right. Fair enough. Well, better that than Gordon Ramsay's approach, which seems to be swearing at each other.
Yeah, that's quite right, yes. And I think it also gets them in the rhythm for chopping up vegetables and things.
It's been a real insight. Phil, thank you for joining us this morning. Phil Curtin, co-director of Seeking Sanctuary. We're talking